Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Starting out 2024 with bangers.
And you know what? We're starting off. I got your feet in my lap, which I love.
Snuggle me.
Making sure all of our volumes are good. 2024, it's feeling good.
How many days are we in? Is today 9 or 10?
The ninth.
9 days in. And I love 2024 for myself.
I feel a definite difference in 2024. From 2023. Like the day 2024 happened, I was like, this is a good year. I feel it. I'm claiming it. All of this heaviness left my body. I just feel light and my word is lighthearted. I just feel good this year. Maybe because the past 3 years have been freaking hard. And I'm like, I'm not doing that again. I am not going to go down the hole of sadness about stuff. I am releasing all of the past that was heavy and hard, taking the great lessons, and having a light year. I'm claiming it, so nobody mess it up for me.
No, and I know 2023, like, we had highs.
Yeah, but I think there's some great stuff in 2023.
I think both of us had extreme lows in 2023 in different places in our life and in different things, and just for us having personal conversations and what we've shared on the podcast, like ready to release it and ready to release it, ready to release it. And I feel like I've released it.
But that's the thing that is, for anyone listening, I want to talk about this because I think this is a great point. I was so ready to get out of my stuff last year. All the things that were weighing me down, all the heaviness, all the heartache, all the lessons, but I couldn't get it out. I was going to yoga all the time with you, like crying in the back of the room, just sobbing my eyes out, like purging, but it never would let up. I could not get out of that phase. And then it just released.
It just happened.
So I want to tell people who are like stuck in the hard part. Like I was talking to a friend the other day and she's in the middle of a fresh divorce. She's got grown kids. She got a new life and she's like, it's just so much harder than I thought. And she's crying all the time. And I'm like, hey, until the tears stop, just cry, because they will stop eventually, yeah. Right? But if they're there, you got to cry them out. And if you're in that season of it's heavy and it's hard and you're vulnerable and you're broken, you just got to keep moving through it, feeling it, being in it, and eventually it will release, right?
Yeah.
Explain that. Break that down for me, because I'm like baffled by how it finally released, and I've been dying for it to release.
Okay,
and it wouldn't.
Let me verbalize this, and I say verbalize this because it's not going to be clean. It's literally just coming from what's my brain.
Just
it may
vomit.
Be messy. So just hearing you say that, I'm thinking about sweat, physical sweat, and how often, like if you're used to working out, if you're used to all these things, we're like, okay, we've been trained that sweat is good, right?
Yes.
We need to purge toxins, all the things out of our body. It helps build heat, burn energy, create change, build strength. And then we also wear deodorant, like,
right.
You know, but I feel like us being so adverse to tears is like emotional deodorant. We're like, let's track up when we need to sweat. We need to get it on.
Yes.
We need, and we're trying to find the heaviest deodorant to be like, stop crying. Sometimes we need to cry. Well, that's what, sometimes I mean, yes. Most of the time we need to cry. Why are we suppressing?
So don't wear antiperspirant. Process. Wear deodorant that doesn't have. I actually don't wear antiperspirant to yoga because I'm like, I want to smell good, but I want to sweat it out. I don't want to stop the sweat. People do that when they feel the tears coming on, when they feel the pain, they want to run. They want to avoid. They do not want to go into that painful thing. But you're right. You have to go into it. Go into it. Angelina Jolie said that. They're like, how do you deal with heartache? She goes, you go walk straight into it as hard and as fast as you can and feel it all and then get out.
I will play because music is like, I could play it on and I can purposely shift my mood in a heartbeat by whatever my playlist is. But I purposely had to break my heart and play some of the saddest heartbreaking songs that were all over the place, like love heartbreak, emotional heartbreak, like all the things in the world, to sit there and just cry by myself in my room to get the tears out, because sometimes I don't know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling.
Did you identify what you were feeling this last year?
I do that through pain or through painting.
Do you know what
feeling my pain?
What part of your life were you purging last year?
I mean, a lot of it, of course, ties back to my childhood and like expectations of what I have put on me, and I'm supposed to be this person. I'm supposed to be tough. And I will tell you, I'm a person, we talked about this, I follow rules. I do not like to break a rule. I do not like anything. One, it was tied to shame. My thing was like, it was tied to shame. I don't want to be like, weren't good enough. You did this. I don't want to get in trouble. I am terrified of getting in trouble. And for me, I didn't have a lot of safe constraints and boundaries and rules in my family that I crave those things to set me up on a clear path.
Oh.
And the boundaries that I did have were like crazy extreme. Like,
not
I was
talking.
Yeah. It was, you can't watch The Simpsons, you can't watch MTV, but you can watch horror movies filled with sex and stuff. So, like, and then there was no sex talks. Like, it was crazy stuff.
You no sex talks?
Yeah, there was no sex talks, you know? Yeah. Like, life. But for me, I'm like, okay, how can I find a space, safe space with boundaries and like even creating and managing like so many things I will carry for other people, for teachers, for students. And while I take feedback and all those things very well, I cannot please everybody. And how can I create the safest space, the most supportive space, and be okay with letting people down in that process?
So were you just kind of like purging out all of that expectation that you had put on yourself that isn't real?
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get all that out. I feel like I've been doing that too.
And looking in the mirror and being like, hey, there's still work to do. Come on. There's still work to do. You've dug really, really deep, but there's still some shrapnel scattered throughout the shard that we got to find. Oh. And it came back to, what would I want for my little self? Like my little joyous self, looking at my daughters and my sons. What would I want for them? And what mistakes did I make with them for my parenting? And how could I grow and change? And for me, it wasn't New Year's Day where I was like, I'm going to make this change. It was little things that happened over my break from work where I was truly present at home. I experienced my grown kids and my younger daughter in new ways. Like Christmas this year was completely different. I only have one kid living with me at home.
And you have six kids.
Yes. And a lot of my kids. Expectation is always
been. You've
been
raising kids a long time, Christina. Your
whole
life.
Adulthood. Yes. And I was raising myself.
You've done such a good job.
Thank you.
And you still have such a zest and a spark and a joy for life. Like I was at the yoga studio yesterday or the day before and you were there. And I was listening to you greet people and talk to people. And I'm like, you are just a bright bundle of joy. You make everyone feel so good, so loved, so welcomed, so cozy. You just like, of all the life that you've lived and the hard, heavy life that happened to you fast and furious, you're still so light and you're still so joyous, and you've had a lot to sift through.
I did, and I had to try, and I had to work, and I had to do a lot of reflection. And I will say, like I said, Christmas Day was huge for me because it was a complete different thing than I've ever experienced with my kids.
What was the difference?
Before, I set these expectations of my older kids. When they moved out or they had girlfriends ready, it was basically when they moved out. If you do not stay over for Christmas Eve, Santa doesn't come. And so, and it was my way of trying to control my adult kids.
To stay with you.
Home. Like, you're not going to get Santa's presents if you don't. So you better... And I was like, that is such crap. Like, that's not fair. That's not fair to them because they built homes. Well, it's really
just
because
you love them so much.
Yes.
And you just want them in your arms.
I know my way, but it's still selfish. Like, my oldest son.
How old are your oldest? Dogs,
23, but he has his own house. He's moved out since 19. He bought his first house at 19. Like, he has done so well, and I've tried to keep him in constraints because I'm like, I don't want you to mess up. I don't want you to mess up. Mess up, kid.
Are you so proud?
So this year I was like, okay, stay if you want.
Does he live here? Come over. In Nashville?
Yeah, he's in Columbia.
Okay, well, at least he's near.
He's near. So he drove in the morning, got up early, came over, and we had the best Christmas day. Like, we opened up presents.
Did Santa come for him?
Yes. Santa came for everybody. I can't tell Santa what to do.
Be so hard to have so much love for all these kids that you've been raising. I mean, I'm going to cry because I only have one. But, like, you've given all of your heart to, especially, like, when you were raising yourself. And now they're grown up and you just want them to be safe. And you just want them to have a good life. And you just don't want them to go through stuff. And you just don't want them to hurt. And you just want them to be with you. And you just want to hug them and kiss them. And can't help it.
No. And it all boiled down to, I really wanted to feel loved by my kids. I really wanted that safe family thing that I go back to when I was a kid. And that glimmer of what I had for a small moment of, like, going and celebrating Christmas Eve at my grandparents. And then we'd go home and, like, sit. And we were just with each other. And I'm also trying to fill a void that it's not theirs to fill. I know they love me. And it's not their job to fill that place of Christmas spirit for me. It's my place to create that in a new way for them as an adult.
So you let all of your...
I was like, here. Now, the only thing is, we joked. I was like, can we please watch E.T.? Because it was my son's favorite movie. I bought it on TV. And then they were like, we got to go. I was like, E.T., E.T. So now we have a group chat about, like, are y'all going to go over and watch E.T. with me?
But we talked about this last time. Your husband, was he saying that you're controlling? Is that what he said?
I mean, yes.
Okay, this is a huge thing of letting go of it.
It is. Well, his whole thing is, I'm a know-it-all.
Oh, a know-it-all.
Know-it-all. But that ties into control.
You know it all. I think you know it all.
Don't. And sometimes I have to shut up and listen. I preach about it all the time, and I just have to listen.
Well, to shut up and listen as a mom of grown kids, that's a huge adjustment from a mom of a little kid, because right now, like, I'm a mom of a four-year-old, so I do know it all for her. Mm-hmm. You know, it is my job to make sure she's guided well, and I'm the one who knows how to do that. So to shift over to now you have adult children who are living on their own, who you have to be like, okay, now it's you. You're the one who's taking the lead, and I have to take the back seat. That's a huge shift in your brain. You have to rewire the whole thing to let them go. I can't imagine how hard that is.
I don't know another life besides parenting them. And I think that was my hardest space. How do I let go? And in order to let go, like, I'm inviting love for my adult children and new relationships and new guiding places. And I'll say, through all my kids, through this break, my 21-year-old, him and I had just such a healing place through. He had a heartbreak, and I had to sit and listen, and I had to talk to him, and we are at the best place ever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've missed out on this for the past 2 years we still talk like there wasn't anything, but I wasn't
emotionally able to, like, okay, how'd you miss out? Because you were trying to make plans?
Well, when he moved out, it was like, oh my gosh, you should be going to college. You should be this. Why'd you move out? You're supposed to save money. Like, what is happening?
You were worried about all the ins and outs of, like, him, like, just staying on course instead of the ins and outs of his emotional being, because you're a mom and you're like, you're on your own. Please don't die. Please don't wreck your life. Yes.
And I had to wreck your life. Like, please don't wreck your life. I didn't want him to make the same mistakes and get on some hamster wheel of work and be on this thing because he has to, not because it's what he's called to do. And when so really, my controlling pushed him away from me. Like, we still talked and we still spent time together, but we didn't see each other emotionally. I didn't see him.
But you are the most loving, open-hearted, like, find your soul person. But isn't that interesting when it's your own offspring, uh-huh, and you're so worried about them just having a good life that sometimes it's hard just to have a soul-to-soul conversation, because you're like, okay, here's your soul, but how's everything else in your life? Are you all organized? Is everything going to be okay? Are you going to not F it up?
Yeah.
But really, he just wanted you to sit there and talk to him and see his heart. And you did that.
And listen.
And you were able to do that? That's huge.
And I just feel like,
did you surrender? Was that surrendering, letting go?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
Where I'm at in my joy, I'm going to be very honest. And I'm still asking myself the question. Okay. Am I just in a place of joy and happiness because I have built the foundation for that?
And all your kids are doing well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's got their own stuff.
But everyone's, doing good, right?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Like, I mean, my adoptive children are, you know, struggling. And there's parts of that that I need to let go of. And I don't feel comfortable talking about right now just because for their privacy.
Well, like, and it's their story to tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, I had to do a lot of work to let go of that because I'm like, I'm not a good mom. I'm not this. And they're grown kids in their 20s. So there's a lot of that to circle back to. But my first thing is like asking myself, am I really this happy? Because I'm not used to it. Oh my gosh, I am not used to being peaceful and letting go of control and like just surrender. I'm not.
Yeah.
And the second part is I've been doing holistic, you know, takens of like I'm using earth medicine to work and heal on myself. And while I'll say Eastern and Western medicine, they all have their benefits. For me right now, a shift in December was I am going to use earth medicine to try to work with my anxiety from suggestions of friends that have worked. It's worked. It has worked. And I'm going to ride on that as long as I can. And the third one, of course, I go back to, am I in like a manic episode? And I know that's a negative thing, but I also have to remind myself, like, am I going to crash? And how can I create a soft foundation so that I'm not landing on hard ground? So for me right now, while I'm riding these highs, I'm starting to build a foundation. I'm building a support team. I'm speaking my expectations and my goals so that others hold me accountable as well. So my children hold me accountable of like, this is who I want to be as a mother. My staff holds me accountable of this is how I want to be as a leader. How can I support you? And putting that in writing. And my manifestations, like putting that place where I've scheduled, I know we talked about it, my painting, scheduled, this, scheduled, my writing, scheduled, and working in groups that paint, that write, showing up to things
finding
like that.
Finding communities of like-minded people.
I'm not alone. I'm not on an island. And I put myself on an island, and I think I told myself the lie for so long is I like being alone.
Why? Because you just don't. Because the more people you invite in, the more you can get hurt.
Being alone.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Is it though?
I mean, it was for so long for me, and the fact of I build safety boundaries so hard, and I will say I'm good at boundaries, but my safety boundaries locked out a lot of people that could have and still have the possibility of amplifying my life and bringing peace. And it locked myself away from people of sharing love, joy, and the gift of yoga. Mm. And I'm not necessarily talking about the physical part, because as much as I am, I'm going back. I am ready. It's that is what changed my life. But I blocked myself out. I'm like, I'm going to keep it this way. And that's not yoga.
Well, here's the thing that maybe has happened. I think we go through waves of life. And it's like when you start off with a bunch of childhood trauma, which everybody has trauma. Mm-hmm. But when you start off with a heavy dose of it like you did, and then you go straight into raising kids, and you go straight into all this insane emotional just heaviness and beauty, but like also just so much to wrap your head around, and you weren't necessarily protected as a young person, you had to go in. Mm-hmm. You had to go in and protect yourself. You had to go in and build a fortress for yourself. You had to go in and know who you were. You had to go in and know that you were your safety and you were your savior, and that you could take care of yourself, and that no matter who in the world was in your life, you were going to be okay. Like, you had to build that protection for yourself. And so you did that, and then you trusted yourself, and you've created boundaries for yourself. And now I feel like you're in such a good place that you can let people in a healthy way. But you had to do that internal work, you know? And so I don't think it was a bad thing, or like you were shutting people out. I think you were just making sure you were safe with you.
Do you know what we said earlier on when we just were like, we want to surrender, we want to surrender, we want to surrender? We had to come to this place of realization of surrendering, and I had to get to this place because it protected me for so long to be able to release and let that open, just like surrendering the things that you had to surrender. When it broke you, it put you, like, it did all the things. And me, I'm like off in my corner, and you're like, please give it to me, give it to me. I need this, I need this. We had different ways, but we had to be broken.
Oh yeah, because like and people listening, and I've talked about this, but I had a third miscarriage last year, like three in a row, and two before Sunny. And I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot go through this again. Like, this is so emotionally devastating, exhausting. Sunny's not gonna get a sibling. Michael's not gonna get another kid. I feel guilt. I feel shame. I feel like, why am I not doing this? But then all of a sudden I was just like, God, I have given my heart and soul to this. I have tried. I do not have the energy to keep going on this journey. And like, that's another thing that I realized, and maybe you realize this on yours. It's like, I hit a point where it's like, I've maxed out the energy I have for this. Like, I wanted this, but now that it's not happening, I'm going to embrace. I could keep going. I could go find a specialist. I could do all these next level things. I don't have that in me to keep it going. I'm 40 years old. I'm just like, all of a sudden I had this peace where after grieving and being sad and all those feelings, I'm like, I'm going to love what I have with all my heart. And instead of thinking about what I don't have and what I'm lacking, I'm going to think about all the great things that I get to do because I just have one child, because I just get to pour into one, because I'm not distracted at all with another kid. Like, there are so many blessings that for me personally, I love. And Sunny is my little best friend. And I'm like, we just get to bebop and be besties forever. Like, and we're going to go through phases, of course, but I'm like, I'm just going to lean into that I get to take her everywhere with me, that she gets to come on stage with me when I'm doing podcasts, that like whatever she wants to do, I can help her pursue without like feeling stressed out or like pulled in another direction. Like, she gets to have all of my attention, and that's a blessing. Of course, there's a lot of things that she doesn't get, not having a sibling and a bigger family, but like, why not just focus on all the things that we get to have, you know?
And took a lot of work for you to have that epiphany. Didn't come overnight.
Oh, I was like, oh God, no.
I mean, it came where it was like, wow. But you had to go through a lot to process and grieve.
Oh my gosh,
to get there.
So much, and so much of it was done in the yoga studio. I literally was in the back of the room crying my eyes out all last year, and finally, that's what I told my friend who got the new divorce, who was crying and fresh. I'm like, finally, the tears stop. I can't tell you how it happens, but when you cry enough and go through it enough and deal with it and grieve it enough, eventually you get to another place with it. You do. Like, you just get to a lighter place with it eventually, but you have to feel it. You cannot avoid it.
Okay, I'm going to say this. One, I love talking to you because I love you so much, and you're my friend, and just, gosh, all the work and like healing, and just, you're such a vulnerable human, but
you are
a freaking amazing friend. And in saying that, I feel like talking to you because I even though it's a podcast, and whether it's five people listening or however many people listening, that's a vulnerable space.
5 million people. 5 million.
Everybody in the world. that's a vulnerable thing for me because I'm a very private person. I'm not an open person. Like, it is, a lot of people know me for a long time. They're like, you got kids? Or like, I mean, I'm just like, hi, yeah, I got a lot of humans. It's this. But in saying that, I do feel like I get so many bursts of things that I need to say and epiphanies that I have within myself by hearing you talk and talking things out. And I just had a moment. Okay, question for you. Mm-hmm. When you see me practice class as a student, not a teacher.
Which I saw you last time and you didn't even notice me.
I didn't even notice you.
I was giving you your space because I'm like, I know how I am when I take C2s. Like,
we were in the same room, people. Same room.
When I do like sculpt, that's like a party. Everybody's in there chit-chatting. I'm going to say hi. I'll go sit on your mat and talk to you. But C2 and
Hot Power Fusion.
The ones that are quieter and more intimate. Like, I know I like to just be in my own world.
Yes.
So I wasn't going to come get up in your world.
No, I love that. But here's what I'm asking is, where have you, do you always see me practice class?
Do I always see you practice
class? Like, where am I?
Oh, you're in the back. The farthest back in the right corner away from the weight so people don't have to walk by
you. In the corner. Yes. I blend in. Like, I don't want anybody to see me. I don't want anybody to notice me. Like, it is... Okay, I just had an epiphany, and I'm going to try it out. This is not something I'm holding myself to.
You're going
to
go in the front?
Do you want to go to the front with me today when we take class?
No.
Okay, you don't have to go with me.
I like
me.
The back.
Okay, I like the back too, and I feel like, okay, maybe I move myself to the front.
Go to the front if
without
you
expectations of, like, who cares?
Go to the front.
And maybe tomorrow I'm going to go back to the back, but for, I mean, yeah, like, always practicing. I'm like, I don't want anybody to see me.
Yeah.
Because it is my most vulnerable space. And I will say, I had a moment. A couple weeks ago where you will hear me. I'm huge on no cell phones in the room for so many reasons. It's like, hey, disconnect. Like, technology is already a disturbance. That's one reason.
It's already taken over the whole world. Give yourself 1 hour of not.
Right. There's safety, privacy. I don't know who you're texting, what you're texting for. Also, it's disrespectful to your neighbors that want to disconnect and disrespectful for your teachers. Mm-hmm. But I had something happen where I was at Green Hills. The very back teacher gives, like, hey, take your cell phone out, all these things out. I'm in the back of the room, take class, amazing class, amazing teacher. I practice with one of my friends next to you. I come out of Shavasana, come up, wipe my face with the sweat because it was a bad, amazing, breakthrough, sweaty class.
Love it.
I mean, bad as in like, bad, you know it.
You're a Michael bad Jackson. Bitch.
Yeah, that's it. And I look to the right and I see somebody's cell phone is propped and I'm being recorded.
You're being recorded?
And again, you say this person grabbed their phone. I see them like, hurry up and grab it. And I know the student. I was like, hey, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, sorry, I just brought my phone. And I was like, no, I seen your camera.
Like, why were they recording you?
And they're like, I'm so sorry, I just wanted to get, you know. They were recording themselves for practice. But in saying that, I was recorded inadvertently because I'm in the same row as them. For somebody, one, that's my most vulnerable space. That is where I can be free, and to know that somebody else can see my process, not only physically, but emotionally, that is the same as me being naked.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, as somebody who has been filmed without their consent.
Did it trigger you?
So I said what I needed to clearly.
Did
in
they
that
delete
moment.
The video?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a good conversation of like, hey, no more. Like, very boundary, very like non-emotional. Like, hey, not cool. No more. Do not bring your phone in.
Mm-hmm.
This was a morning class because I always take in the mornings. About 12 o'clock, I sit there and I'm like, my stomach is going. I feel like I got to throw up, go to the bathroom. Like, I feel ill. I go into the bathroom and I just start sobbing. And I'm like, what is happening? And I realize why that impacted me so deep.
Why?
A couple hours later, because that's what I felt. Like, I was like, the vulnerability of this and feeling like I was filmed without my consent, that somebody stole my safest place in the world for me to be me.
And not you've Christina worked so manager, hard to get that.
Not, yes. So
and you've worked so hard to protect that fragile, safe, vulnerable spot. And you're sharing it with people in the yoga studio. So you have felt taken advantage of against your consent before. And so that triggered all that again. And you're like, no, that cannot happen.
No. So it was this whole thing. And so in that, like a lot of safeguards, which I will, I mean, that is for everybody. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't want anybody on there. I mean, there's people from all walks of life. You don't know.
And well, and everyone's always, when I say I go to yoga, I'm always like, oh, I'd be too embarrassed. I'm too vulnerable. I'm not good at it.
Well, yes. People,
you need to be able to go and just be and not feel the pressure of somebody watching you, somebody filming you. It's going to go on the gram. You want to just be able to absolutely just let it all go.
Well, yes, there's no judgment. Nobody should be looking at somebody else. Like I said, I took class and I didn't even know you were in there. I love you. You're one of my dearest friends in the world. The teacher said they called your name out during class. I'm like, didn't hear it. Didn't know, because I'm trying to work through stuff within me.
Yes.
In there.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And in that, even those spaces of safety that I've built, and I will stick to the no phones all day long, but in my freedom and my breakthrough, sometimes I need to make myself a little uncomfortable just to see. And that's still a safe space of putting my mat up front. I know people are probably like, what does it care where your mat is? For me, it's a big deal. I want to blend in.
Yeah, I totally get that.
But
you're feeling like you're ready.
You know what? We're going to do it today.
I'm not.
And I'll let you know how me and all my personalities.
all of you are going to do it today.
Are going to do it today. Because at the end of the day, my breakthrough for 2024, I want little Christina, and I'm going to refer to little Christina as much as I can. Like my untouched childlike wonder that was created with love and light.
She's coming front and center.
I want her to look at almost 40-year-old me, like get a peek into the thing and be like, I am proud of who you are.
Mm.
You are free. You are light. You are happy.
And you are.
And I am.
And you are.
And I am.
And you are.
I love you.
I love you. And I'll just say one more thing and then we'll wrap up because we're going to go to yoga.
Yeah, we are.
But I looked in the mirror the other day. And I've looked in the mirror so many times and just cried, you know, because I've been in the middle of grief or sadness. And I've just been like, or heaviness. And I looked in the mirror the other day and I had a full blown conversation with myself in the mirror. Sunny was in another room, was actually in her playroom. She has a mirror. And I was like talking to myself. I was like, you're doing so good. Like you're doing so good. Like look at all the work you've done. Look at this life you've built. Look at how you've overcome. Look at how you've like gone through hard seasons. Look at how you've figured out what you like and how you're making it a priority and you're getting rid of the things that you don't like and you're pursuing what you love and you're being a great friend and you're being a great mom and you're being a great wife and you're building a great home and you're leaving a great legacy. You're doing your work and your passion. And I was like, I was just like had a pep talk with myself and I'm like, you're doing so good. Like you've done so much work and I'm so proud of you because it's hard. It's really hard. And I just like had a moment where I'm like, oh,
that's beautiful.
Like, you know, because it's been so hard and so emotional and so sad for a while, you know, for me personally. And I think a lot of people, but I'm like, look at you, still here, still finding the light, still like coming back out of the, you know, you go in the mud and you're getting back out of it and like you're doing good things and you're trying so hard. And I said that, like, you're just trying so hard and you're trying so hard. Like every day we're just trying so hard to be a good person and to be better and to be a great mom and to be a great wife and to be a great partner and contributor and to let your kids have freedom and love them and then also like guide them. And it's like, it's just such a dance, you know, and we're just doing a good job. And I hope everyone listening can find in themselves where they're doing a good job and not just like always beat yourself up, because it's really easy to go down the hole of what's wrong, what I need to fix. But like, we're also doing great, you know?
You get an A for effort.
Yeah.
And we're not tied to the A for mastery.
No, I don't want to.
This life isn't graded,
no.
But the effort is acknowledged.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You get a sticker. If I had a big old sticker, I'd stick it on you and be like, great job. Great job of doing the work.
And you too. And it doesn't always.
I would stick it on myself.
You get an A, and it doesn't always have to show up in success of career. And yeah. I think that's what I've had to redefine these past like 3 years, is the success that I have achieved has not been in my career these past 3 years. Like, my career has been great. The podcast has been great. And I've loved that. But that's just been kind of like rocking and rolling, and I love it. And it's such a wonderful part of my existence. But like, the success that I've achieved these past 3 years have been internally. Like, it has been an internal success, and like, nobody really can see it but me, you know? And it's been hard work that I've done by myself with friends like you in circumstances that were safe, like yoga and podcasting and with, you know, intimate groups of friends and my husband and whatever. But it's like, the work has been for me, and no one really sees that, but that's a huge success, like the biggest success I can have, because that's going to lay the foundation for everything. We only, like, I feel like we get so caught up in judging ourselves on the mm-hmm. career success and what accolades do you have, but like, the internal success is the biggest win, you know? Yeah. And you've been doing that too, and I just, yeah. I'm so proud of you.
It's
hard work to do this stuff.
I'm so proud of you.
And I mean, we're all coming out of it, you know? 2020 knocked us all on our asses.
It did.
Everybody. And it's been a long recovery.
I don't
recovery.
Even remember that year. I don't want to talk about that year. We've got through.
But it's been a long highlight. Recovery.
It has.
In We're so in many ways. And now it's like, let's go.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you.
Let's go yoga.
Let's go to yoga. You in the front. I'll go in the back.
Okay.
Cheering
okay.
you on.
You know what? My heart is going to shine brightly through my shoulder blades right back at you. And you can shine it forward through your front.
I had a season of loving being in the front. Yeah. But I'm not in that season right now.
No. Today's me just like, hey, it's okay to
do it.
Be vulnerable.
Yeah. I love you. Okay. Let's leave our light.
Okay.
Leave your light.
Light is making little Christina proud. And I feel like my light has been truly embracing that and making actionable steps to make that happen.
I love that. My light is, my grandmother Shirley says this. She's 89. She's in a retirement home. Her husband died, and she's, you know, found some new friends, and she's enjoying her life as best she can. And she always says, enjoy life's pleasures when you have them, and when you don't mourn. And I get that now, you know, I really understand that now, because last year I feel like I had a hard time enjoying life's pleasures. I did enjoy them, and I like caught the moments with Sunny, all of them, but I was just really in a heavy season. But I wasn't mad that it was happening to me, because I know that everybody goes through heavy seasons. But now I'm in this light season, and I'm like, I'm just gonna enjoy it. Like, I'm just gonna enjoy it when things are good. And when they're heavy, you work through them and you know that there's light coming. But right now I feel light and I feel excited, and I'm just gonna bask in it. And I'm not gonna at all do anything to take it away until the world in my ecosystem shifts and I have to deal with something else. But while it's good, I'm going to enjoy it.
Bask in it. Get that glow.
I'm going to enjoy life's pleasures yeah. when I have them. And when I don't, I'm not going to mourn.
I love it.
I love you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing. This is Caroline and Christina on the burn.
On the burn.
On the burn. Now let's go burn it out in the yoga studio.
Let's go burn it out.
Okay. Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number four best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.